Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth. Drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Of course, I want to hear from you. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you ain't trying to call in, because I know some of you are kind of shy, hit me up on the email tip, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns. I always want to hear from you. SmoothDrama@SmoothDrama.com. Also, social network. Google me. If you got Facebook, I've got my Smooth Drama group. Jump in. Smooth Drama page. You look us up. Myself or Mr. J will add you to the group. You can join. We talk about pretty much everything. Any and all things relevant. And what some people would say irrelevant. But whatever your flavor is, we got that candy for you. Come take a taste. Anyway, also just Google me. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, add me, I'll add you back, and we can talk about whatever. Oh, speaking of which, social media. I'm always tripping. Oh, by the way. Welcome to the Fuck the Logic show. If it's logical, we gonna talk about it. But nobody don't care about stuff that makes sense. Because making sense don't make sense nowadays. And speaking of which, that's why I say social media. People check for social media. I'm like, and I'm on the internet. I do an online radio talk show. You know, I'm on social networks. But I'm not checking for it. There's nothing that I'm seriously checking for on the internet. Like, you know what? This gonna make or break me today. You know what I mean? Because people talk about going to Facebook jail. Being banned from something. I don't know. I say what I say, and I'm in and I'm out. Truth be told, if you know me, you know that the majority of my time spent on Facebook is actually on Scrabble and Word with friends. It's like, if they didn't have them games on there, it'd be tough to go there. I mean, don't get me wrong. I keep up with my friends. I see what some of the people that I know, what they're up to. I won't say that I am social media devoid. I'm not even going to perpetrate that. But, nah, there's some people who just, they just, you see them, they on their phone like, I gotta do it. It's not me. It's not going to happen. Case in point. You know, social media. A lot of y'all be posting pictures. And I ain't hating on people who post pictures. The same picture. You know this picture right here, if you watch me on video, it's just like this smile, then this smile, then this smile, then this smile. You like move your hair from left to right, and you got like 192 pictures of you, of your head moving left to right. I ain't, you know, once again, I ain't dissing that. Maybe I'm just not photogenic like y'all. I don't believe in it. It can be that old Native American thing. Every time you take a picture, a piece of your soul disappears. I don't know. I'm not going to be the judge of that. But people post pictures. Then you have the people who post pictures of their kids. I've never understood that. I mean, it is the internet. And yeah, people jerk off to pictures of your kids. I know. Like, you ain't trying to hear that, right? Nah. You don't think about it, but hell, I looked it up. My area, I'm in Oakland. I looked it up. And last time I looked, it was like 288, you know, on that sexual predator watch list. It's like 288 of them in the Oakland area. Now, I ain't saying that they all got the internet and that they're all staring at your kid's pictures jerking off. But, I mean, there is a thing where people say, you know, child pornography, right? Child pornography. So, when you're posting pictures of your kids on the internet, it's open game, right? Nothing ever disappears on the internet. So right now, you'd be making some predators happy. You know, you got pictures of your kids. And hey, far be it from me to say it. And I mean, it sounds gross, but the reality is, you know, I teach kids now. Don't put your personal information on the internet. You don't put a picture up, put a picture of your elbow. That's it. Elbow, wrist, you know, top of your forehead, whatever. Don't put the whole thing on there. I'm just sorry. It's a lot of creepy people. And we're adults and we know there are a lot of creepy people. So how creepy is that for kids? Social media, though. You know, and that's why I asked that question. Why is it what happens there so important? I mean, we lead that social media life, that social media lifestyle. And folks, is like stuff that happens there is like life or death. And it's not. It's not. Somebody posts something on there, somebody else, and you'll have some current events that people post. And then you'll have some stuff that just shows up that was like 5 years ago that's relevant to something that just happened today. I mean, and I say it, I mean, because it's, to me, you know, we're in the age of stop snitching. But you snitch on yourself all day, every day. People report their location. People report that they're safe. People report that they're not safe. I mean, people report. You just voluntarily give up the online booty. It's like, here, I'm going to tell y'all where I'm at, where I'm going, how long I'm going to be there. I mean, people do that. But we know that that's not a good thing, right? I mean, for example, I mean, y'all know about Alexa. We got Cortana. Everybody has a snitch in the house, just ready to listen, check you out. Well, you have you have IBM just came out with their in-home snitch called Watson Assistant. Now, I'm not dissing you if you have Alexa, Siri, Watson Assistant, all that stuff. I ain't dissing. I'm just saying, have we reached that point where we're so dumb as a species where you need, I mean, because you see the commercials, Google Assistant. Hey, can you do this? Hey, can you do that? It's like you can't do it. I mean, and it's not tough stuff either. I mean, and it's not like Lexa gonna clean up the house. You know, Lexa don't clean up the house. Lexa, IBM, none of them don't make breakfast, lunch, or dinner. I'm trying to get You know, hey, order me some rice noodles. I mean, you don't know how to go to the store. I mean, it would be good to go to the store and get you some rice noodles. Now, if you're elderly, some of this stuff I can understand. But see, this isn't something that's for the elderly. This is like young folks. Young folks, they talking like this shit is cool. Like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead on and bust out my snitching. I mean, because it's listening to everything you say all day, every day. Now, to some of y'all don't say nothing. You got nothing to say. You got nothing to talk about, I guess. I say a few things. Me and my brother, we do a lot of talking. We talk around here. We say some inflammatory stuff. Not that I don't say inflammatory stuff when I'm on the radio. I'm saying some conversations ain't meant for everybody. But and it's not like you're unwitting. You know it's listening all the time, no matter what you do. Now, I could be having some provocative conversations. Lex is listening to that. I want to hit that all of a sudden. Hit that, the album just get ordered by Alexa. I didn't want to hit that, the album. it's just the silliness that comes with the fact that people need, they feel like they need something to listen to them all the time. I mean, if we're being quote unquote deep here, is this like the Stockholm syndrome, the effects of slavery, where you want to be like master and you have a slave at your beck and call at all times? Seems that way. You got that slave at your beck and call, even though that slave is spending your money. Yo money. Lexa, do this. Lexa, your ass can do it. I know. I don't want carpal tunnel. But are you really going to get it going to Amazon or wherever? Or taking your ass out the house. Leave the house, please. It won't hurt to be around other human beings. Unless you're going to a suburban school. But that's something to talk about in the next segment. Anyway, before I go through this, I definitely have to go over my dumb ass of the week. You can't go without that, right? Dumb ass of the week, Hillary Clinton. This one was real easy. I mean, we know that these things come out and it's political whatnot, but it's still fact she came out. The reason she said she lost was because of get that shit out of here. Was because millions of Stepford wives voted the way their husbands told them to. No such thing as quote unquote Stepford wives. And this is the misnomer that I always want to address when it comes to people of Caucasian persuasion. He just was racist. He said some racist stuff that was very appealing, and they jumped on that. Because it's like, oh, sisterhood, women, no. White women, racist like white men. I mean, it's like, are we dumb enough not to see that there ain't no divide? Like, oh, women's right, feminism. But if you're a black feminist, you're a lower level than the white feminist. Am I the only one that see that? But so, I mean, technically, I can say Hillary Clinton was a dumbass, But then I can say the people who actually voted for Hillary Clinton and thought, oh, she's our feminist savior. No. She was not going to be. But hey, asking people down in Alabama who remember the article when they had old boy Doug Jones. Doug Jones. Black women voted for Doug Jones. White man. Doug Jones is going to champion black folks' rights down here in Alabama. We saved America, black women. All that, they had article after article about the power of the black woman vote, how they saved America. First thing Doug Jones does is vote against their interests. First vote. Yep. Like I think I said that. Not that I'm going to go back and roll the tape, but I'm going to say, I think I said Doug Jones. Not Mike Jones' cousin or his little brother or older brother. Doug Jones. The other Jones. I said that he's going to screw black folks over. We're making a big deal out of appealing to black people, appealing to black women. Like, you know what? I am that rare white man who is going to love you, black women. I'm going to take care of you. You vote for me, and I'm going to do your bidding because I'm that rare, exceptional unicorn. Granted, none of y'all have seen a unicorn yet. They're still figments of our imagination. But I'm that rare unicorn who is going to hook you up. That's it. That's all I had to say on that. I'm going on break now. This is Raphael Sadiq. Moving down the line.
together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Raphael Sadiq, moving down the line. Like I do with my topics, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Holla at you, boy. In the meantime, in between time, man. Because we talking about fuck logic, right? I've tried not to cuss as much, but I gotta say fuck. So, you know, another shooter, another white man, racist white militia shooter. I won't say militia, but it's like they're all mentally ill. He critically wounded two fellow students at Maryland High School before dying after, you know, a campus security officer took him out. I'm like, if you go to a school with the majority population white people, do you just like, you know what? I want to go to a school in the inner city. You know how they say, oh, inner city schools, no good. Don't have the resources, whatnot. But you're kind of safe. You're not gonna get killed. And it's like, you know, you tell black kids nowadays, you know, we talk about that bully and stuff. I'm like, hey, if you bully, you can get shot. That bullying stuff, I mean, I don't know what's going on in the suburbs. I can't say that I've ever been suburban. But y'all crazy. I mean, they out there getting it. I mean, it don't take much. And what do we call this? Suburban synergy? That we call it suburban synergy. The suburban synergy is so tough. I mean, because it's like we're like once a week. It's like every week. Like on Monday or Tuesday, it's like, you know what? Plotting. It used to be on the weekends, teenagers be plotting. You know, teenage boys plotting how to try to get some ass, going to the mall, hanging out with the homies, try to sneak some alcohol. I mean, whatever teenagers think about doing. Right? These dudes is planning shootouts at the school. They're all mentally ill, though. All of them are mentally ill. Every last one of them. Because every white, I mean, because this is the year, like I said, this is the year of the white man. I mean, white men is back in a big way. Like, you know what? Past decade or so, we ain't been quite ignorant enough. When I say, I mean, look, we know about the cops. Killing black kids. That's Groundhog Day. We talk about that. But when we talk about young white men, older white men, just going for theirs, like, you know what? Nobody talking about us. Y'all forgetting about us. Like, you know that Eminem song, Everybody Forgot About Dre? It's like, it's white kids. It's like, y'all forgot about us. Y'all forgot how crazy we really was. So, you know, when you say mentally, because they have mental problems. That one's kind of obvious, right? Yes, they have mental problems. They just going up to school shooting whoever, whenever, however. I mean, hell, we had the mentally deranged white guy. Sending bombs to black people. Now, at that point, I'm like, hold on. Because, you know, the strategy was, you know, here's my strategy, my non-suburban strategy. I stay away from liquor stores. I don't go in liquor stores. So I can stay away from a lot of drunk folks wanting, you know, and bang, bang, rob liquor store. But I take them odds out of my equation. Then I don't hang where all the cool people hang out. You know, cool people, you know, all the people who work in the drive-thrus, whatever, you know, working hard for the man, but they cool. I avoid cool people spots. Everywhere where cool, so-called cool people, society calls them cool, I avoid those spots. If there's too many cool people, I make that executive decision, like, you know what? Too many cool people here. I need to go. And I'm gone. That's rule number three. Rule number four, and it's one of the more important rules. I stick with my people. And when I say my people, I'm talking about regular black folks. The ones they call nerds, uncool people. We all congregate together. We got that nerd synergy. Like, they got the crazy white dude, I'm going to kill everybody, suburban synergy. We got that cool intermingling, quote-unquote, nerd black guy, black woman synergy. Yes, sisters, I know. I ain't dissing you. I'm with you. Those are my four rules. I do that and I'm fine. And then, you know, down in Austin, Texas, this dude is shipping. He's shipping bombs through FedEx to black folks' house to blow them up. Never mind that he's, you know, one of them white nationalists, whatnot. It wasn't a big deal in the news. Nobody called him a terrorist, even though he killed a whole bunch of black people. No biggie. As we know, killing a bunch of black folks ain't that big of a deal. Not in America. It's one of those things. It's a tradition, unlike the masters. Ain't that what they say? Which is why don't really like golf, and I can't really watch the Masters, even though when Tiger Woods is winning, and it's like a tradition, unlike the Masters. And it's what I was talking about in the first segment. Stockholm Syndrome. It's like psychological chains, slavery, whichever one you want to call it. We have staples in American society. And things that we roll with. Now, I know if I want to be hurt, which is why I have my four rules, if I want to be hurt really bad or put myself in a bad position, I will hang around those dudes whose pants sag below their butt and they show their drawers. Hanging around them will get me hurt. Not hanging around them gives me a greater chance to survive and prosper. These people, they're targeting black folks. It's like, so, and it's not that big of a deal there, because once again, they're just targeting black folks. Now, if he had been blowing up white people, they would have said he is mentally ill. Same thing, right? Crazy white man thing, but I mean, he's blowing up black people. No big deal. It is all good. You know, your president tweeted, good job, y'all caught him. Yeah. No mention of all the black folks that was killed. No. And I mean, because, and I say when I talk about, you know, crazy white guy, there's crazy white woman too, who, Christina Marie, and before I even go and say her name, I got to do this.
Hate, I hate you.
All right, so, Christina Marie Maddox, 33, of Yulee, Florida. You know, Yulee, Florida. What is Yulee, Florida? Just one of them godforsaken places that... Why? Anyway, she posted, you know, she wrote threats on Facebook. I'm going to blow everybody up. And she's an elementary school teacher on the planning day. I can't even make this up. Teacher planning day. She put on Facebook, they have teacher planning day tomorrow, and I'll definitely be there going to blow everyone up. That's not funny. Not funny. That is funny, right? Elementary school teacher. Like, you know what? A teacher planning is basically where teachers talk about their you have a co-teacher, because generally when you have subjects and you have a certain amount of students, you have two teachers because you have families. And there's two teachers on. There's two science teachers, two math teachers, two history teachers for each grade, and they plan together. So teacher planning, that's what they do. She's like, I'm gonna kill everybody. I mean, now some people will say that's a good way to get a day off. But it's also a good way to get arrested. I mean, you put on Facebook, I'm killing everybody, I'm blowing everybody up, you're gonna get arrested. So she was kind of like dumbass of the week, but you know, she was a real hater because she put her hate out there, like, I'm killing everybody. And she, of course, said the post was taken out of context. And she had no intention to hurt anyone. Because, you know, when I want to hurt somebody or not hurt anybody, I just threaten them. Like, you know what? I'm going to kill you. Don't take me seriously. Because I'm not serious. But I really, really want to blow your ass up. But see, this is why I say it's the fuck logic show. It's fuck logic. Logic don't even matter here. I'm threatening to blow everybody up, but hey, it's just taken out of context. I really wasn't gonna do that. I just felt like saying it. Felt good coming out of my mouth. I was comfortable. It's real calm. Yeah, sort of like folks is comfortable with Puerto Rico. You know Puerto Rico. Remember Puerto Rico? Like, we don't talk about Flint no more, even though they're not going to fix nothing for another year and 9 months, 2020. But I digress. Puerto Rico. Hurricane Maria, about 100,000 people on the island still without power, and over 130,000 Puerto Ricans have moved away. Now, they don't call Puerto Ricans Americans because Puerto Rico is a territory, meaning it's like pimping. They pay taxes. They're under the United States, but they don't get. It's that taxation without representation. Remember that thing in the Constitution say you got, if you're getting taxed, you need to have a representative. Puerto Rico pays taxes, tribute, whichever one you want to call it. But they're not a sovereign state. Sovereign. And they get no representation. They're just a hoe. Kicking that money up. Anyway, I'm digressing again because that it's just logical when you say it like that. They have no power. They have not had power for like 6 months. Infrastructure is not fixed, none of that. They still kicking up that money though, like a good girl should, because they know that daddy still loves them. A.K.A. United States. Daddy still loves them. And daddy is eventually going to take care of you. Daddy's going to marry you eventually. I mean, you know, there's people in District of Columbia and Puerto Rico. Hey, one day, statehood. Mm-hmm. Yep. State of confusion. State of ignorance. Because you're not going to ever be a state. And quite frankly, nobody cares about it. Or the people there. You know, they can go 6 months without power. I mean, think about that. 6 hours without power. Folks be here tripping. That shit ain't got power 6 hours. I'm madder than a mother. 6 days. You're like, hold on. She got to happen. You got spoiled meat. I mean, it get bad, right? No power for 6 days. 6 weeks. 6 months. No power. No electricity. None of that stuff that we used to. I mean, but Puerto Rico. The good hoe. I mean, possession, property. I don't know what do you call a nation that's run by a country that has no right? Something. Anyway, speaking of him, I'm going break. So I'm tired of talking about pimping. I'm going to let Immortal Technique talk about it. This is Immortal Technique, Reverse Pimpology.
together you got smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F. The N-Word. That was Immortal Technique, Reverse Pimpology. 347-826-7435 is that call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Now, man, this is where, you know, I get to that part. When I start talking about that stuff, and it gets pretty sad. It's not sad, but it is sad. I mean, Groundhog Day is sad. I mean, are we so inundated that we become casual about our casualties? You know, I wonder that. I mean, I'm sure everybody knows about the brother who was shot, right? This brother was Stephen Clark, 22 years old, shot in his backyard, well, his grandparents' house, but he lived there, so shot in his backyard. Police say they feared he had a handgun when they confronted him after reports that he had been breaking windows in the South Sacramento neighborhood. They only found a cell phone, though. Now, there were protesters. They marched from Sacramento City Hall onto a freeway Thursday, and they disrupted rush hour traffic, and they was holding signs like "Sac PD, stop killing us." And so, you know, I asked that question. Are we casual? I mean, are we really, really this casual? We don't even care. We don't acknowledge it anymore. Where it's not important that we're talking about another young black man. I mean, We're on a whole nother level. I mean, because they said they feared he had a handgun when they confronted him. That's what they said. Now, cell phones. We all have them. Cell phone. There's a cell phone. It's a cell phone. Doesn't look like a gun. If you watch me on video, I point this at you. You don't like, man, that's a dangerous looking cell phone. But that's, once again, because this fuck logic show, right? Fuck logic. Logic don't make sense here. Cell phone. You know, they feared that it looked from some angle that we don't know. This looks like a gun from some angle. I guess. Right? This is what we're talking about. Cell phone. Now, as a matter of fact, I can just do one better. You know, we talk about guns, and we talk about cell phone. So we say gun. Like, right, gun. Cell phone, gun, cell phone, gun, cell phone, don't look alike. Last time I checked, they haven't made the cell phone gun yet. I was waiting to see it happen. I can make that phone call, and I can bust a cap in somebody. The same time, but it ain't came out yet. Hadn't come out yet. Waiting. That's iPhone 32, sponsored by the NRA. So it's like an AR-15 and a cell phone at the same time. Anyway.
Because it's funny because it's not funny. Dude is dead. Because they said he broke a window. So it's like, reason number 8,999 on stupid reason for black people to die. Hold the cell phone in your backyard has now entered into the How to Kill Black People's Hall of Fame. But before I go through all that, of course, I ain't talking about Groundhog Day yet. Let me talk about Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
What is that shit that happened again? White police officer who was fired. The one who killed Mr. DeBose. Fatally shot a black unarmed motorist. He will get about $344,000 in back pay and legal fees from the University of Cincinnati, the school said. The university is paying Ray Tensing to settle a union grievance brought on his behalf for his 2015 firing following his indictment on murder charges. The charges were dropped last year after two juries deadlocked. I wonder, were those the juries of his peers? I wonder. So anyway, the Fraternal Order of Police had challenged Tenzing's firing, saying he shouldn't have been removed from the university's police force before the case was resolved. And as part of the settlement, the union said Tenzing has resigned and will not pursue any other claims against the university. So Tenzing comes out and says, hey, this case has caused a lot of strife in the community, and I believe the settlement will allow for healing to continue. It certainly will do that for me after two difficult trials. Think about that for a second. Ray Tenzing, cracker. High up in the fraternity of crackerism, killed an unarmed black man. Killed him dead. Gets fired. Justly. Gets back pay for killing black men. Unarmed black men. Didn't even have a cell phone in his hand. Just killed him. And he says, this will allow for healing. Because, now that he got the two difficult trials out the way, he'll understand, hey, why are y'all tripping on me? It's just a black dude. He got paid for it. Which is the Groundhog Day part, right? Because whenever the officers go away, they go on paid administrative leave. So he got 2015 and 2018 now. So that's like 3 years. So three going to 344,000. One. It's about 112,000 plus change a year for killing an unarmed black man. That's the bounty. I mean, George Zimmerman sold his gun for 250,000. Well, somebody accepted the bid on it. For killing an unarmed black teenager. Now, talk about this. Because I just saw that the Tennessee lawmakers have passed a bill to require public schools to prominently display the national motto, In God We Trust. It's a law. It's going to,
is going to take effect immediately if Governor Bill Haslam signs it. Legislation passed the Senate unanimously, cleared the House in an 81-8 vote. And so this measure requires school to display the model in a prominent location, either as a plaque, artwork, or in some other form. In God we trust. Now, not sound like a pagan or an atheist, but you know, I think KRS-One said it a long time ago. I don't want a God that blesses America. I mean, if these cats, you know, these people that shoot unarmed black people, black people with dangerous cell phones, if we trusted in that God, if that's the God that got us, I'm opting out. Because on the basic level, they don't even want you to disagree with their negative treatment of you. I mean, we already know, it's well documented what's happened to Colin Kaepernick. Now, you look at what's happened to Eric Reed. Eric Reed hasn't been signed. You know, Eric Reed, the other guy that was kneeling with Kaepernick, supporting him, the protests, whatnot. He ain't signed, and he's all pro in his prime, like Kaepernick. You know, they put this, oh, Kaepernick couldn't play. Okay. Eric Reed can't play either. What do the two have in common? Hey, you know what? Black folks being mistreated. Black folks being killed unnecessarily. That's wrong. That's what they said. So for the NFL, hell no. You mad at us? And it's not just the NFL. We're talking about the United States system. You mad at us because we kill you for nothing? It makes for good game. It's good sport. I mean, we like animals, the trophies. I mean, back in the days when they used to have the lynchings, I mean, wasn't that somebody just apologized? And I know I wanted to talk about it, but I don't even want to give the business a name. But they had a tablecloth with the what do you call it? The pictures of a lynching. As the backdrop, you know, that's entertainment for them. That's what they think about us. And you want to circle around their God. Their God. And you want to trust in their God. And I know some of you say we don't believe in that, in God. I totally respect that. You know, and I'm not saying that I'm not spiritual, but when it comes to religion, any religion that they down with, I'm on the other side. And when I say the other side, I ain't talking about no Muslims either, because they don't love black folks either. I'm saying if you're gonna be spiritual and you're gonna be about us, it can't be with these folks that is your enemy, that show you every day that they hate you. Not even casually hate you. I just hate you. I kill you. We get paid to kill you. It's good sport. On that note, I am Mr. F the N-word. This is another Smooth Drum production. Thank you all for listening. And I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where the hell did you get the news from?
Together you got smooth drummer.
smooth drummer.